Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on. Hello.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Friday.
Here we go.
Last chance to win a couple of passes from Maverick, the new Top Gun. We'll do that just after 7 with your Top Gun text word of the day. Jimmy will pick a couple of winners, and we're all going to the movies on Monday.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Which, by the way, we were sort of alluding to this yesterday, but didn't want to say anything to jinx the team. But
yeah,
if it did go 7, Monday would have been game 7.
That we would have made some choices there.
Yeah.
Top Gun.
Yeah.
But we got to avoid that thanks to Connor McDaddy.
Yeah. In the OT last night. Did you guys make it?
Oh, yeah. I stayed up.
Did you? Good for you.
Yeah, I watched it.
I did not. About halfway through the third, it was tied 4-4, and I was like, this is going to go 3 periods of overtime.
I made a decision at that point. I was like, I'm up for whatever happens here now.
Oh, did you?
It's mini Friday. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. I'm staying up.
I crashed. I was also 6 deep, so easy to pass out.
Yeah.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Do you remember making it?
Do you remember the goal?
I had to watch the replay of the goal this morning to see if I remembered seeing it, but yes, I did stay for the
end. Yeah, he was kept off the score sheet.
Yeah, it was a quiet night.
Quiet night, and yeah.
Do you think that was a goal, the kick?
You know what?
I know that we would be pissed if that happened to the Oilers, I'm sure. Like, Oilers fans would be.
I think... I don't know, man. I think it's a coin toss.
It's tough because in real time it didn't look like it. Then as soon as you slow it down, it looks like a kick. So it's like, it's always hard to know.
I kind of thought that they made the right decision in the moment.
I was surprised that they called it off.
Like, it did look like a, but the thing is, this is what I heard. This is where I started to question it after the fact. That puck was going in anyway.
Yeah.
You'd think that his distinct motion may have been ignored because the puck was already past the goalie.
Right.
So I kind of thought that maybe it should have gone the other way after that got pointed out.
Well, I'm sure.
I think that was Elliot Friedman said that, like, on Twitter.
Well, I'm sure no Flames fans will be upset about it.
And
we won't hear about this.
Yeah, they're going to hear about it for a long time. We're going to hear about it for a long time. I still think, though, that Edmonton deserved to win that series.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What product brand would you be willing to endorse, promote? We'll get mine out of the way because I think it's obvious.
Bud Light?
She comes in a blue can. I am a big fan. It is one of the few.
You used to be just regular Budweiser.
Yeah.
And then your wife made some comments about weight gain. So you went to the diet beer, the Bud Light.
But then you drink twice as much.
Yeah, they can either have Post Malone or they can have you endorsing them.
Yeah. Locke or Post Malone. Yeah, he crushes the Bud Light as
constantly,
well.
Constantly, yeah.
The thing for me with the Bud Light, and we don't need to get into it, but when you consume beer on a regular basis and you get to a point where hangovers become an issue,
right?
Something about Bud Light, I can drink 5 or 6 on a Thursday night. May have done that last night. And I can get up in the morning, and I feel fine.
You feel pretty good.
Yes, I think it has something to do.
I'm waiting for the comments now about because there's so much water in it. Or,
well, it still gets me drunk. Like, I had a good buzz on me when I went to bed last night.
Right? Is it the beer, or is it the fact that your body has built up a tolerance to the amount that you drink?
Somebody told me that it's the brewing process. When they make Budweiser, they start with rice. When they make like the Molson product, which tear my guts apart.
The Molson, the Canadians.
When they make Molson and Coors Light, it's a wheat-based product. So I think I react to that. And I think the rice-based production of it, whatever that is, just it appeals to my system better. for some reason, and again, I could be way off. I could be making that up in my own mind, but I would promote. If somebody gave me a deal for Bud Light.
Yeah, you'd be all over it.
Yeah. Free beer. I will endorse it. I will. I already promote it. Why would they pay me?
True.
It's in every one of my pictures. Half my yoga pictures is a beer can behind me. Jimmy, what's yours?
CRKT. They're a knife company.
Jesus. Of course. Someday we got to get you a license to carry a sword.
Yeah.
Like with a...
Isn't there some like religious things where you could carry a sword?
Look into it.
If you join the right religion, you could probably carry a sword.
Look into that.
I think there is.
Worth it. Yeah. Join.
Join. What do you got to do? Just get a card? I'm whatever. Like, I'm allowed to carry this.
I get this sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I changed my mind, too. If you start carrying a sword on a regular basis, like if that's your thing, you don't do the sleeveless shirts. Now you got to wear a full raincoat. Like the Matrix yeah, thing.
No, like I said yesterday, like Highlander, because they wore the heavy coat. That's there how they go. Can carry their swords.
We'll get you a custom-made like coat. You got to wear that 24/7.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed in my car, though. Grant?
I would do, I have kind of done this on social media, beef jerky.
Yeah.
Any type of beef jerky. If it's good, I'll endorse you.
All right. There we go. What's yours? What topic or what product brand are you willing to endorse, promote?
The Locker Room topic of the day.
What products or brands would you be willing to promote or endorse?
Carrie would endorse Hooters, but just the chicken wings.
Somebody was talking about, was it you? Was talking about the chicken wings. And then the popcorn shrimp, too.
Yeah, Hooters is actually, like...
That's decent food.
They get, like, the good appies, right? Like, the deep-fried food, the fried food. They did a good job of that stuff.
Well, I actually really like their chicken wings.
Yeah, they got good wings.
They're very well done.
Every year on my birthday when Hooters was at West Edmonton Mall,
yeah,
me and... Warren Ross.
Bill Ross?
Bill Ross. We used to go there for our birthday.
There's a pair.
Get drunk and eat chicken wings.
The Locker Room topic of the day.
We're doing products or brands you would be willing to endorse or promote. Just about everybody can do it now.
Yeah, that's true. If you have social media and you get a bit of a following.
I see the oddest people with like very little following. Promoting stuff, which I know they're getting kind of paid for.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Stephanie from Morinville is talking about she's been trying to get an eyewear company to endorse her, Zenni Eyewear.
Okay.
Because of her social media following on TikTok, she said, so far no luck, but my glasses get a lot of attention, maybe the negative kind from weirdos, but that's okay. I guess it's an online prescription glass company that she...
That's a kink. I did not know
glasses.
That. It's a bit of a kink or a fetish or something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She's got 3.3 million views on her TikToks.
You're talking like the glasses and the pigtails. Yeah.
Why, you always need to take it.
Sounds so exciting.
Next.
Sorry.
Step. Too far.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Ray was young, eh? Toyota?
Yeah. Looked older than.
Yeah.
He was 67.
He had a rough looking face.
I think he smoked a lot.
Okay, is that what it was?
I think so, yeah.
So he passed away in his sleep. We don't really have a cause right now, but I guess he was down there doing a movie shoot.
Yeah, he was in the Dominican Republic.
Doing a shoot called Dangerous Waters. He's kind of been revitalized lately. There was some quiet time there for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his career well, but...
Well, it's kind of funny because I was like Ray Liotta. I've always known who he is. And
Goodfellas.
I've always been like in my mind, he's been a big star. And then one of my friends said, you know, Goodfellas was kind of his one hit, hey? And I was like, no, he's done more than that, hasn't he? And then I started looking at his roles, and I'm like, the outside of Goodfellas.
Well, he was in Field of Dreams.
Yeah, he was Joe Jackson.
That was a pretty big role for him.
Like,
but
He's done some TV too, though.
Yeah, he had his brain eaten by Hannibal, I think.
Yeah. You're right. I think Goodfellas
was one of the greatest movies, like,
of all time, and he was insane in that.
Yeah, he was so good
in that. And also the keyboard player from Depeche Mode. Not a lot of people would know, but he was also young, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 60, and Jesus. He died at his home. They said of natural causes.
Andy Fletcher.
Yeah.
That's crazy as well. Anyway, a couple of losses yesterday in the entertainment world.
I'm now for Jimmy's birthday corner on The Locker Room. This should be good.
There's a couple big birthdays today, one of which is Ben Stelter's sixth birthday.
Oh, Ben.
As everybody knows, he's the Oilers super fan, really great kid. He's going through some tough stuff, and it's his sixth birthday, so happy birthday,
Celebrating
Ben.
Celebrating a win today.
Oh, I would have liked to. He's probably got a video up.
He's hilarious.
Oh, so you got a little video up of the win last night after the game?
I haven't seen anything yet, but
the one that I laughed at was him shooting the Nerf gun
at Kachuk.
Yeah. good stuff.
And also,
happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben. Also, it's Jeff Dalton's birthday. It's his 50th. He's a listener of the show. He's been listening to us for a while. He's a hunter. He works as a framer and a roofer. And he wants to audition for Grumpy Old Man Part 2. And we affectionately called him. I think they did. But I think he was trying to be funny. And we call him Jeffrey Dahmer. I think Grant started that one.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday.
There you go. He's a big Kiss fan, so we're playing Domino for him.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Jimmy, this is for you, okay? This is our ongoing effort to try to convince you to start an OnlyFans. And I'm going to get Grant to read this. And the reason why is because you have something in common with this woman on OnlyFans, okay? So he's just going to read this story verbatim, all right? Don't judge. Don't make up your mind now. Just listen to the story, okay? There's a strong message here,
too. There is, yeah.
Yes.
Christian model says God wants her to keep stripping until she's 75. She's been blessed. A Christian OnlyFans star who rakes in a whopping $120,000 a month says God has directly told her she should keep stripping until she is 75. Nita Marie, who is 46, has become one of the adult site's top earners, courtesy of kinky content that shows her clad in lacy lingerie. God is guiding me through my OnlyFans career.
God.
And he said I should continue creating content until my 70s, Marie told Jam Press. To me, sexuality is a huge part of my faith, she further declared. When we experience an orgasm with someone else, we share a small part of how God feels about us.
And God works in mysterious ways.
He's all around
us. And just so you know, God has told me to quit listening to you two a-holes.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Well, we did it. Yes, we all did it. We are all responsible, and we all helped out with the big win. The Edmonton Oilers are going to round 3 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, it wasn't an easy series. Sometimes it was just insanely difficult, but I managed to stay awake for the entire game last night. You're welcome, Edmonton. I guess some credit could go to Connor McDaddy for scoring the overtime winner as well. And Hyman. Wow, Zach Hyman really popped in this series. So we're on to round 3.
Jesus.
Round 3, which is great for our drinking habits, having more playoff hockey. Just give us an excuse, hey? Which brings me to my next point. If you're a boss, you should probably have very low expectations for how much work is going to be done today.
Yeah.
Listen, people are excited. People are hungover. Go easy on them today. Take them for ice cream or something, maybe. Thank you to the Edmonton Oilers also for turning the Saddle Dome into the Sad Dome.
That was a sad scene last night for those Flames fans. And we will all see you at Brado's, the locker room's playoff headquarters, for round three. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Round 3 special at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Every time Hyman scores in Round 3, we all score with 18% off the price of a tour. Book at Edmonton or Tabor, gloryholetours.com.
Cruise FM congratulates our Edmonton Oilers, Canada's team. Woo!
Let's go!
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
My story should still be up, right?
Yeah. It's usually up for a day.
If you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I did a story on it last night. Yeah, there it is.
The girls behind the bench?
Yeah.
I noticed that right away.
Was that on purpose? I think it was on purpose.
Was it three or four girls all wearing the same outfit?
Yeah.
Right behind Woodcroft.
Yeah.
They had some logo on them. Definitely a bar paid for them to sit there, hey?
It was some kind of trolling thing.
I used to, when I worked at a grocery store in Vancouver, this girl used to come in all the time. And one day we were like, I recognize you from somewhere. And I was like, oh, you sit right behind the Canucks
Oh, are you kidding me? Bench? You recognized her from TV?
Because you see her all the time. And then she's like, yeah, there's a bar that pays me to sit there and wear their jacket.
Oh!
It was advertising for them.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's what happened.
Yeah,
they were doing something.
Some cowboys or something.
If anybody's heard whether or not that was done on purpose, text us. 780-989-0957. And this is for any Flame fans that might live in Edmonton.
Yeah, a couple people said it was cowboys. The Bar Cowboys, yeah.
Here's your goal song, which you won't hear again this year.
Good morning, Cruz.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. So that thing you're talking about with the girl sitting behind the bench, I don't know 100% for sure, but that Vickers, he owns Cowboys, and he's in bed with the Stampede board down there. And
okay.
I guarantee you that's a publicity stunt on his behalf.
Yeah, yeah. They were trolling the Oilers, trying to distract the players or something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that girl in the Dallas series. Remember her?
Yes. Yes.
She was like an OnlyFans model or something.
Something. Anyway, what's your name?
My name's Glenn. I'm from Calgary. I live in Calgary. I just work up here in Edmonton, and I enjoy your guys' show. And it also goes back to when you guys are talking about the Saddle Dome all the time and how come they can't get shit done because of building a new arena and whatnot.
Yeah.
You guys need to understand that the Stampede board in Calgary is the biggest racket there is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like the Sopranos times 10 kind of thing. Like, they run the city more or less. They get what they want when they want it more or less. That's how it works.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they want a new building, though? They don't want to pay for it, though, right?
Well, that's just it. It's all going to be bureaucratic BS, right?
And yeah.
It's just who gets to pay for what. But it's always remember, the Stampede board is a big, big controller in that city.
It's like waste management in New Jersey.
Exactly.
What was your name again?
It's Glenn.
Glenn. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate you hanging out with us when you're here in Edmonton, brother.
No problem. And I'm happy that Edmonton. I'm sad that Calgary lost, but I'm glad Edmonton won, and I got to cheer for the Oilers all the way now. So
there we go. Yeah. Canada's team.
You bet.
We'll see how my Leaf fans feel about that.
well, next to Calgary losing, I could give two hoots because Toronto lost. So that was the best thing. That was better than Calgary winning the Stanley Cup, to be honest with you.
You're a true non-Leafs fan. Take care, brother.
Exactly. Have a good day.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
Okay, here is a quick audio clip. This woman's famous on TikTok, okay? She helps people poo. Here's like a quick 30 seconds from her on what you might want to do, hey. Right? This is actually specifically, we have a listener who is constantly constipated.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about him all the time. Positive Mike. This is specifically for our friend, constipated Positive Mike.
Hi, my name is Ariana and I teach people how to poop for a living. Okay, you need to lay down, have your knees bent,
find your hip bones, your literal hip bones, and go ahead and scoop that tissue up. And I want you to breathe deeply into that space. You're going to hold it for three deep breaths. Make sure you're allowing your belly to expand down as you breathe in and out.
Got to breathe,
too. You can also do the ILU massage, where you go up on that right side, across to the left side, down on that left side.
Okay.
You can also do some, like, little knee compressions or belly compressions with this. You can rock side to side. Take those deep breaths, and then just be there for a moment.
Happy baby. You know what happy baby is.
Yeah. So, this is pretty funny, but Mac was doing that on the kids, where you move their legs up and down and stuff, and then they fart, and I got her to do it on me, and it totally worked. I had just eaten a big, it was at Easter, and I had just eaten a huge meal. And I was like, I need some help here. And she did, like, the moving my legs like that, and then I just...
Let's do Jimmy.
Oh, can we?
No. Lie down, Jimmy.
Come on.
Kate, happy baby.
It works.
If that happened, dude, you guys would be mad at me because you would have to change your clothes.
Do we still have our hazmat suits from our Breaking Jimmy series?
Dig out those yellow suits and then we'll lie down. Jimmy, you lie down and we'll...
We might break the sound barrier.
I'm telling you right now, you can make fun of me all you want for doing yoga, but you know what? I never have a problem taking a dump, ever.
Yeah.
Metamucil, too.
You take like a scoop of Metamucil every morning.
Every morning. I have my little morning mixer, right? Yeah.
Like it's a little got cocktail. Metamucil.
If I, you know, get like a upset stomach or whatever, I do that. But I do squats and I just kind of...
If you lie down and you know what happy baby is, right? If you lie down and pull, even if you just pull your knees into your chest.
Yeah.
But that's what I do.
Roll back and
forth.
But
I do it standing. Sometimes, and that actually works for me.
Sometimes my lower back goes back into spot if I lie down.
Happy baby?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway.
We got to get this done.
Helping you.
Come on, Jimmy, lay down.
No.
Helping you poop on the locker room.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Grant, how excited are you about Stranger Things?
I keep forgetting that the season's happening, and then I'm excited for it.
What season are we at?
This is number 4.
Season 4.
I believe this is the final season.
I can't,
yeah. It's funny to look at, there's all these pictures of like them Stranger Things cast when the first season and then now, because they've had quite long breaks in between.
Yeah.
And they're like adults now.
The whole planet's going to be watching Stranger Things.
How in the world are you saying that?
Show of the weekend.
For sure.
You guys could both bite my shiny metal robot ass.
My whole weekend's planned around Stranger Things.
Yeah, me too. Like I said,
did you guys get up at 2:30 in the morning to watch any of it? No.
I
got up at 2:30.
How do you know? How do you know? I was up early. I got set my alarm for 2 a.m.
I didn't even go to sleep.
Dude. Yeah.
I watched a hockey game and then I was like, oh,
Obi-Wan came out.
Stranger Things.
Episode 1 and episode 2.
I don't know what you're talking about. Stranger Things. Huge.
Yeah. Huge.
Huge.
Biggest show of the weekend.
Yeah.
I hate you both.
It's owned by Disney, isn't it? Stranger Things?
No.
I hate you both so much right now. I almost want to quit.
It's the Locker Room's Bidet a Day in May. Courtesy of Always Plumbing and Heating.
Good morning, crew. Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
It's Keith.
Keith, would you like to play Bidet a Day in May?
Absolutely.
All right.
What do you say?
We are going to play you a toilet sound effect. It was recorded by one of the three of us, Lachlan, Jimmy, or Grant. It's an actual toilet sound effect. After we play, Grant will give you three options. You need to guess where that toilet sound effect is from. We've got a theme this week, restaurant themes. Restaurant and bars. Are you ready, Keith?
You betcha.
That's aggressive. All right, Keith, your three options. Option A, Donair and Shawarma House on Stony Plain Road in number 2. Option B, Burger Baron on 118th in number 2. Or option C, JT's Bar and Grill in number 1.
That sounded like a Donair flush to me.
Oh!
It is not, but I know what you mean.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
You can try again next week. All right, take care, guys. Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
Manny.
We had Keith on. He missed out on one of his opportunities, which means
not the Donair and Shawarma House.
Yeah.
All right. So, Manuel, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's your toilet sound effect. You'll have a choice between two, so it's a 50-50 shot. You're getting this. Out of all of our players, Emmanuel deserves a bidet.
I do, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop using newspaper. All right. Is it option A, Burger Baron on 118th Street, a number two, or option B, JT's Bar and Grill, a number one?
Oh, no. It's got to be the first one, 118th Ave.
It is not the Burger Baron. Sorry, Emmanuel.
You let us down.
Good morning, Cruz. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Jason.
Jason, what's your last name?
Lattery.
Okay, Jason, you are our winner because the last two guys screwed up. Do you want to hear the toilet?
Yes, I do.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
And that was Jimmy recorded that one at JT's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
Come for the fish, stay for the toilets.
Okay. The city of Edmonton is committed to ensuring that our lack of effort with the new innovative and hands-off mosquito abatement program is a complete success. We're now expanding the program to include a mosquito sighting tip line. Now that we're bored with the pandemic and you're no longer calling bylaw to report your neighbor's grandmother's birthday party, we encourage Edmontonians to now use the city's 311 switchboard to report the location of any and all mosquitoes you see within the city limits. You may also call to report any standing water on your neighbor's property, including pools that aren't in active use that may become a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Remember, the success of this program is entirely your responsibility, Edmonton. You're all in this together. Our 311 operators are standing by to take your call. This has been a message from the City of Edmonton.
Not a real message.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
When I saw this entertainment news, I was like, we need to be the first ones to be talking about this. This is so huge, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, everyone's talking about this. Can't wait for the next Indiana Jones.
Yes. This is awesome.
June 30th. I quit. June 30th, 2023.
What was awesome was Harrison Ford.
This news out right away.
Harrison Ford went to a Star Wars celebration to announce that Indiana Jones 5 was coming out. Like, he hates Star Wars for some reason.
Jimmy left the room.
Yeah, he's all worked up and hungover.
Why is he so mad?
It's some other Star Wars show is coming out or something. Nobody really cares about it.
He's giving us the bird.
Yeah, I love when Jimmy gives the finger. Because all his fingers are the same size. They're all the same size. It's hilarious.
This is big news, Jimmy.
You don't like Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones, this is huge news.
June 30th.
Obi-Wan Kenobi came out.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
That man right there sits across from me. His name is Grant Johnson. He's the study king of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. What do you got?
Burgers do taste better with pickles. So they did a study at the Oxford University. Food scientists said that pickles make burgers taste better because they enhance a burger's taste, appearance, and texture. He adds that the acidity of pickles cuts through the flavor of the meat and adds a satisfying crunch. I believe it.
Trying to think of one of the best burgers I've ever... You know, one of the best fast food burgers I've ever had was that In-N-Out burger when we went to Vegas.
I've never had it.
It was so good. And I think, though, like, we planned a day around that, going to In-N-Out burger. And I was really excited about it because I've heard so much about it. It was my first one. So that might have been a part of it.
And I'm reading they do not have pickles.
I was going to say, I don't remember there being a pickle on the In-N-Out burger.
It says the only time your burger comes with pickles and In-N-Out is if you order it animal style, which is the secret menu, I guess. So
okay, I didn't know that. Anyway, I don't necessarily agree with this.
No?
Because I don't put pickles on my burger all the time.
Neither
but
do I
get
like
what
if
they
I'm,
say.
If I am making a burger at home, I'm barbecuing, I never put pickles on it. But I just don't think about it. But I always enjoy them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can trust a person who doesn't put pickles on their burger.
Oh, my wife doesn't.
You don't trust
his wife? Anti-pickle. Like, she will...
She's the exception to the rule.
Okay, we'll let her get away with it. Okay, she makes sure she goes in, and if they leave it in there, she pulls it apart and takes the pickles out. She's
my brother-in-law is like that. like just despises pickles. I love pickles, but
have you had the new?
You gave that to me yesterday. The almonds,
yes,
with the dill pickle.
I got sucked in at the sample booth at Costco.
Oh, they'd actually worked. Hey?
Yeah, and the old guy called me over. He said, "You got to try these," and I'm like, "What is this?" He goes, "Just try them." And so I had a handful of these nuts. They're almonds. They're like Blue Note or something like that, and they're spicy pickle almonds. And I'm like, I got to buy a bag of those. Mm-hmm. He goes, I've been selling these like crazy. They're so good. I like pickles. I just, I'm kind of like you.
I just never think about it.
I forget to grab them out of the fridge and put them on a burger.
Because it does give you a little bit of a crunch. But one thing that's with the acidity of the pickle.
That's a food thing, yeah.
It does actually, but it doesn't, I don't think it changes the taste of the meat. I think it cuts the grease a bit.
What did it say here? It adds to the acidity of pickles, cut through the rich
umami flavor of meat.
And adds to a satisfying crunch.
I'm a fan.
Jimmy. We can't ignore it.
It's
from Oxford.
We go through a lot of pickles in our house. They have really good pickles at Costco. I can't remember the brand.
Oh, which one?
Starts with a K, I think. They're so good. But the other day, Mac got one of those pickle in a bags. Disgusted. I couldn't do it.
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
You get them at like grocery stores, convenience stores, and it's like...
Oh, 7-Eleven has them.
Yeah, it's like
a bag.
Yeah, it's got a giant pickle in it.
Oh, no, you can get the cut ones, but it's just a Ziploc bag.
Really?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And she just hammered away on a pickle?
Oh, yeah. It's like a snack to go, like instead of getting like beef jerky or chips.
Wow.
She got a pickle.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
No?
Okay.
You should go get one.
Anyway.
7-Eleven has them.
Okay. It's going to be a full weekend.
When you're doing your grocery shopping at 7-Eleven this weekend, you can get them.
Grab a pickle in a bag.
And now, The Locker Room presents Star Wars News. Now, your host for Star Wars News, James P. White.
All right, little buddy.
Bob's Burgers out today in theaters.
I'm so annoyed. I'm so annoyed right now. I don't even know if I can do this.
Did you get up last night and watch The Mexican Jedi?
I watched the first one. I woke up at 2:30.
So did you sleep because you watched the hockey game last night, which went till like 11? And then...
He functions really, really well on a lot of alcohol and very little sleep.
But it's just I also took a nap in the afternoon knowing I was going to be up late and up early.
So the first two episodes of 6 dropped last night, right?
Yes.
You said the first one you watched, it was about an hour long. And you said in the car when we were driving in,
I'm not going to say anything.
You had a comment. You said it was different. You didn't expect.
Was it different? The first episode was kind of different. But one thing that I will say without giving any spoilers is there's just some parallels between what Obi-Wan is going through right now.
Okay.
And what Luke did in The Last Jedi, like the whole conflict and turning his back on the Force and stuff like that. So there's some parallels to that.
Well, he's conflicted because his Padawan turned into Darth Vader, right? So he failed his young Padawan.
And he's hiding so that he doesn't get killed and he can protect Luke.
And Luke and Leia are brother and sister.
Yeah, they make out all the time.
And they are, they're around 10 years of age at this point in this series. Okay.
So he's on, and this is from the original movies, this isn't a teaser, but he's on Tatooine where Obi-Wan is right now.
Okay.
And she's on Alderaan.
All right.
With a Bail Organa.
I saw a thing where it was like, throughout the entire Star Wars series, Luke only kisses one girl the entire time. It's his sister.
That says a lot.
Yeah. You can get Obi-Wan shirts on our merch page.
He didn't kiss her. She kissed him.
I forgot we put the Mexican Jedi shirts up on those.
We have the Mexican Jedi shirts on our merch page.
It's upset, Jimmy. I'm working on a salsa, too.
All right. We should have a special on these shirts on Tuesdays. Taco Tuesday.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Is it better than the Book of Boba Fettish?
He can't answer that because he was... He had a dinger for that, that Boba Fett. He loved it. And a lot of
people
casual
didn't like
fans
it
weren't as into it.
But we're early in the series, so it's really hard to say.
The first one's always tough because they do a lot of setup, right?
Yeah.
They gotta set the story
up. They set up some of the new characters and where the storyline is going to go. And
that's probably why they dropped two, right? Because the second one will get more into the meat of the story. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So, if you're a big Disney fan, if you're a big Star Wars fan, that's out. That'll be Jimmy's entire weekend because he's not only watching it 3-4 times, he'll put together a podcast on it as well.
But
the last episode went out to the Jedi Jimmy podcast, went up on, wherever you get podcasts, but also up on the Locker Room YouTube page. Make sure you go subscribe today. And that was a history of the Mexican Jedi, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's just given up on the Mexican Jedi thing. So go watch that. And then this weekend, once he has a chance to dissect the two episodes, you're releasing a podcast on a breakdown on the two that dropped last night.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Do you feel better?
I was so frustrated going into this. I don't even know if I said everything I wanted to.
It's all good. I think we got it out there.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
This is interesting. And again, I'll be honest. Jimmy, I think you need to pay attention to this list as well.
Especially the first one. So it's 10 signs you might have already been abducted by aliens. And number 10, strange windows of missing time.
That's alcoholism, too.
But that's, right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have that.
No? From drinking.
Most of my youth. That's trauma, though.
That's blocked out, yeah. Number 9, sudden feeling of constant anxiety. So all of a sudden, one day you wake up and you're just anxious.
You know what? I don't really get that.
Just from drinking again.
If I have...
they're both drinking
things. I don't get anxiety. I'm very lucky that way. I mean, I will get nervous about certain things or I'll get stressed out about stuff in my life, but I don't have overwhelming...
Not bad anxiety.
Yeah, like I don't have crippling anxiety. A lot of people do, though.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 8, hearing strange noises while going in and out of sleep. So as you're falling asleep or waking up, you're hearing weird things. You don't hear anything.
No, I go...
You take your hearing aids out and you're out.
When I fall asleep, people can yell at me and I don't hear anything.
Jimmy and I are both solid
me too.
Sleepers.
You can't wake me up.
The only way to wake me up is to touch me.
Yeah.
In a non-dirty way, Grant.
Number 7. Yeah. The appearance of unusual markings on the body. I have this massive pimple on the back of my head. I've had it all week and I can't get rid of it. Could be aliens.
That could be an alien.
It's like an unusually large.
Is it a boil?
Yeah, I think it might be a boil.
Or maybe a tick.
I'll have a look at it.
Oh, good.
Dr. Lock.
Right here.
No, that's not a boil.
It's actually gone down in size a little bit today.
That's not a boil.
It's not a boil? It's not monkeypox?
No, it's not monkeypox.
Number 6, waking up in a different place from where you fell asleep.
Jimmy's ticking off way more of these than me.
I just wake up in places I don't remember going to sleep.
That's alien. That's alien.
That's alien, yeah. Number 5, intense nightmares leading to insomnia.
None of us have that.
No.
Okay.
Number 4, bizarre effects around electrical equipment.
I have bizarre impacts.
Don't you have that?
So does he.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I can't wear a watch.
Yeah.
Watches
die.
How do I have bizarre impact on electronics?
Things just do weird things around you.
But I don't think that's that. I think it's
we're not doing this. It's every day. Stuff doesn't work for you. You're not getting out of that one.
It has nothing to do with the aliens. It just has to do with the fact I'm a moron.
Okay. All right.
Number 3, sudden paranormal activity and shadow people. Seeing shadow people?
I don't see anything like that.
No.
Do you ever...
Sometimes I'll wake up and be like, I can see something, but it'd be like a coat hanging up. But in the dark, half asleep, you know?
Okay.
Number 2, a sudden development of psychic or telepathic ability.
I have a bit of that.
And number one, again, Jimmy, alien implants. You have a shunt.
You have a shunt. That's
that
totally
wasn't put in by aliens.
Explain to us how.
It was put in by Dr. Miles.
Every shunt on the planet has a lifespan of 8 to 10 years. You've had yours in for 40. You've had it in for almost 40 years, and doctors have looked at it. They've studied it. What have they said? They've all said the same thing. It shouldn't still be working.
How is this thing still working?
You have alien technology in your head. End of story. There you go.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast, your official MMA show. A midget, millennial, and an asshole.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.